Ferris Bueller's Day Off is a witty, amusing comedy with excellent scenery and a comical plot. This movie focuses on a Chicago teenager who fakes sick and skips school with his girlfriend and his best friend, all while trying to avoid the meddlesome school principal and his older sister, Jeannie. Ferris, a typical high school wise guy, persuades his uptight best friend to let him borrow his father's prized Ferrari to drive around the city of Chicago in. Ferris, Cameron, and Ferris's girlfriend, Sloane, go around Chicago and visit many landmarks such as the Sears Tower and Wrigley Field. Ferris Bueller's Day Off is unique because Ferris actually breaks through the fourth wall. Ferris will talk to the audience, whether it be a quirky, witty joke or a piece of advice on skipping school and faking sick. The plot of Ferris Bueller's Day Off focuses mainly on Ferris, Cameron, and Sloane visiting landmarks around Chicago and having fun and giving the viewer great views of the city of Chicago, along with a few funny scenes where Ferris barely avoids run-ins with his parents. However, there are a couple smaller subplots. Ferris's school principal knows that Ferris is stitching and vows to catch them, which he attempts to do, leading to a series of hilarious failures. Another subplot is Ferris's older sister Jeannie trying to rat Ferris out to their parents, who are oblivious to the fact Ferris is faking sick. Jeannie can tell with ease that Ferris is faking from the moment he claims he is sick and is furious that her parents think that Ferris is actually sick.
You get to school.
Wait, you're letting him stay home? I can't believe this. If I was bleeding out my eyes, you guys would make me go to school. This is so unfair.
Jeannie, please don't be upset with me. You have your health. Be thankful.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. That's it. I want out of this family.
I'm okay. I'll just sleep.
After Ferris gets Sloane and Cameron, they go into downtown Chicago, driving in Cameron's father's Ferrari, which must have been difficult and expensive to obtain for this movie. The camera cuts to an incredible aerial view of downtown Chicago. While downtown, they go to a Chicago Cubs baseball game, at which they are shown in the stadium, even catching a fly ball, which was a great shot. Ferris, Sloane, and Cameron all go to the Sears Tower, which provided a great bird's-eye view of downtown Chicago. They visited a museum, which showed many priceless pieces of art. Ferris Bueller's Day Off was very mild, despite its PG-13 rating. It had a lot of amusing lines and scenes, and made me laugh out loud. The scenery was excellent, and the plot, which was well-written and worked well with all the subplots, kept me entertained for the entire movie. But there's one lesson I did learn. Skipping school is not a good idea.